Previously on Jerry the Dog, Jerry learned he was a father.
All right, number six. Open the hangar. Here comes the airplane.
You know how much that hurts, right? You're pulling on my nipple like you were limbering it up to make a balloon animal.
Oh, come on. He loves it.
Well, I don't, Jerry. I'm really emotional right now because I just had 8 babies. So why don't you just
f*** off and go get me some goddamn Alpo?
Fine. I'll go get your f***ing Alpo. Anything else while I'm up, princess? Perhaps a ginger ale? Steak sandwich? Runaway pickup truck? Hey, I got an idea. How about I just feed it to you? Now, I must warn you, I'm not real good with a spoon. You know, these stubby paws of ours tend to lack dexterity. For example, I've been flipping you off for 6 days, and you haven't even noticed.
Joey, make sure you beg for some water, too! I'm thirsty! Okay, God, I'm only one dog, you know.
How'd I ever agree to this? I mean, I had the life. Dig when I want to dig, chase cars all day, stay out all night, sleep till noon if I wanted to. I didn't have to ask for a guy's night out. Hell, I had a name for guy's night out. I called it darkness. Now look at me. Fetching Alpo, keeping watch, sharing bones. Hell, good thing we don't wear pants. She'd have me doing her laundry sure as shit. Yes, sir. Now I know why my dad left us when I was a pup. Freedom, man. You can't put a price on it. Freedom to run. Freedom to chase the young bitches. Freedom to, hey, my nuts. And good thing I can reach them. Apparently no one else can.
Jerry.
Oh, come on, Master. 5 minutes. Is that really too much to ask? I mean, we're talking about the highlight of my day here.
Jerry, cut it out, you stupid mutt.
Fine, then. Or you just wait till MTV2 hip-hop countdown videos come on again. And female masters enter bridge game. I'm going to scratch at the door till you take your hand out of your pants.
Damn it, Jerry, what's gotten into you?
It's not me, Master, it's the bitch. She needs food again. I swear she acts like she's still eating for 9.
And just between you and me, she better take this extra weight off, and soon. I keep telling her she looks good, but I'm lying. You feeling me, human?
My goodness, more food, Jerry? I swear this little family of yours is going to eat us out of house and home. Good thing I put that ad in the paper this morning.
Whatever the hell that means.
All right, food coming up, Jerry.
Cool. I'll meet you there, Master. Oh, Master, I tell you. He's really been great about all this. I mean, he really seems to love my little Jerrys. Oh, and who am I kidding? I do, too. And I mean all 9 of them. Or are there 8? I don't remember. The point is, this is one doggy daddy that's going to make sure his offspring grow up right.
Are you coming with the food yet?
Yeah, it's coming! Hold on!
Naughty bitch.
I just hear you call me a naughty name.
Who, me? No, of course not. I said I had a nagging itch. Chiggers, I think. Little bastards, they'll get you. Oh, they'll get you.
Well, why didn't you get me?
Well, I don't know, princess. He didn't exactly hand me a menu. I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but there's something called a language barrier between us and our masters. I have a get out of the yard bark, a come out and play bark, and an I'm hungry bark. But that's about as far as it gets. And trust me, it's taken 35 of our years to get to that point. Sorry I couldn't order your Alpo with extra gravy or a side salad. Turns out, we're kind of at his mercy on this one.
Fine. You don't have to be so sarcastic. I'm not stupid, you know.
Oh, I would never suggest that. Not to miss Best in Show. Hey, you counted to 3 for Joe Garagiola. Who am I to judge?
Stop. Oh, great. Now look. He's setting it down on the porch. Could you? I mean, would you?
Excuse me, I'm sorry, but when did my backyard turn into a TGI Fridays? And me, caught without wearing my flare again?
Oh, never mind. I'll just go myself.
No, wait, princess, come back. The guys from the kitchen are just about ready to come out and sing you happy birthday. You're gonna miss the surprise.
Just watch the kids.
Watch the kids. Okay, now there's something I can do. I've been meaning to have a talk with you little f***ers anyway. You know, fatherly advice, that kind of thing. But one at a time. You, Spotty, you're first. Get over here. So how's it going, this whole life thing? You figuring it out? Hey, get away from there. That's not a nipple. Get away. Are you even listening? I'm trying to teach you about life, son. You know, like...
Well, take your pick, Ralphie.
I want that one.
The spotty one it is. Excuse me, Jerry.
Hey, what's going on here?
There you go, Ralphie. Now you take good care of that puppy. He's very special.
I promise. Hi, puppy. Let's go home now.
Hey, that is my son.
Master, where is Snotnose taking my son? Well, bye, Spotty. Be brave, son. Oh, and don't do drugs. Even if everybody else says it's cool. Don't do drugs, son.
Well, that's one down.
Wow. What was that all about? My son was just given away like he were a T-shirt at a Suns game. I guess I should be thankful the gorilla didn't shoot poor Spotty into the upper deck with a potato launcher. I mean, that was a real kick in the dick right there.
Yep, you pretty much got your pick of the litter, ma'am.
I want two, you know, so they'll have a brother to grow up with.
Oh, but fuck the dad. Is that it?
Hey, lady, those are my namesakes you're putting in that picnic basket of yours. See you, boys. Sorry we didn't get to know each other better. Now, don't be gay, boys. No matter how lonely you get or how good it feels, don't ever be gay. You hear me, boys? Brownie, Goldie, don't be gay.
Thank you, Walter. I just love them. Goodbye.
Well, three down.
Wow, this is some crazy shit, huh, Stripey? Well, I tell you, buddy, that's life. It is short, man. A seventh the time the cruel bastards giving your brothers away get. Did I ever tell you about the time?
Come here, Stripey. You too, Pudgy. I got two little girls who want to meet you.
Son of a bitch! Stripey, don't marry the first girl you sleep with, you hear me? Play the field a little, son. That goes for you too, Pudgy. Oh, and if you ever get the chance to go for a ride, stick your head out the window. Trust me on this one. It's awesome.
Damn. Your mother's gonna be pissed, girls. First time I'm entrusted with watching the nine of you. Eight of you, sorry. And I've only got three left. Well, girls, I've never been a girl. To be honest, I have but one piece of advice. Stay away from boys. All they want to do is mount you. We're not going to buy you flowers. We're not going to get you a Lexus for Christmas with a big giant red bow on the hood. We're just going to try and mount you. That's as clear as I can make it. It sucks, I know. But you know what I always say.
You sure you don't want all three, sir? No? Well, okay. Here you go. I wish we could keep them all, you know, but, yeah, times are tough.
And there they go.
Well, get an education, girls, and invest. I'd invest if I were you. Don't spend it all on fancy sweaters. I'll see you.
Well, it's just you and me now, Runt. I wish your eyes were open so you could see your father before they take you away, too. I have but one thing to teach you, son. Wow, did you just step on a frog? Hey, what the hell? Damn frogs. That frog stinks. How about that, son? 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 Where'd you go, son?
He's a runt, but he'll make a good pup for your little guy. Take care now. Bye-bye. Thanks for coming.
So that's it. That was fatherhood. One word. Rewarding. Well, got my freedom back. Let's see. What should I do first? Hey, my nuts. And I can reach them with my mouth. How cool is that?